Hello, and welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of John. We remain in chapter 16, and we turn to verses 12 through 20. I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. A little while, and you will no longer see me. And again, a little while later, and you will see me. So some of his disciples said to one another, "What does this mean that he is saying to us, 'A little while, and you will not see me, and again, a little while, and you will see me'? And because I am going to the Father." So they said, "What is this little while of which he speaks? We do not know what he means." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Are you discussing with one another what I said, 'A little while, and you will not see me, and again a little while, and you will see me'? Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy." In John 16, verses 12 through 20, Jesus speaks openly to his disciples about the profound changes to come. He acknowledges their grief and confusion, assuring them that their sorrow will transform into joy. "I have much more to say to you." He begins, revealing that they will soon face trials and tribulations. Yet, he emphasizes that his impending sorrow will give way to immeasurable joy. This transition from grief to joy is a promise rooted in the reality of salvation and the transformative power of Christ. When you find yourself engulfed in grief or conflict, remember the salvation that Jesus offers. The world may shake and tribulation may surround you, but his presence provides peace that surpasses all understanding. Jesus encourages us to lean on him, reminding us that our cries and burdens are heard. In those moments of pain and suffering, repeat his name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Speak it over and over, allowing the sound of his name to echo in your heart and soul. This simple act of calling upon the name of Jesus can shift your focus from despair to hope, from sorrow to joy. His name carries power, healing, and comfort. It is a reminder that you are not alone in your struggles. His salvation is an ever-present source of strength. As you repeat his name, Jesus, 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 let it wash over you. Let it give you the peace to overcome your grief, replacing it with peace. Embrace his promise that your mourning will turn into dancing and your sorrow into joy. So in times of conflict and suffering, recall the beauty of your connection with him. Call on his name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Again and again and again. Amen. Call on the name of Jesus. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Continue to lift up my family, my two oldest especially, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We always pray for Holy Mother Church, and we pray for those who are dying today. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. We pray for our niece, Brittany. Continue to pray for our good friend, John Thorpe, as he continues his round of treatments. He says he's got 19 left to go of radiation. And we continue to pray for him. In Jesus' name, do we pray all of these prayers. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from John 16. It's verses 12 through 20. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, You Will Grieve, But Your Grief Will Become Joy. In shadows deep where sorrow dwells, the Savior speaks of things to tell. I have much more, his gentle voice brings hope anew, ignites our choice. When trials rise and hearts grow faint, he promises joy beyond complaint, for grief will fade like morning mist. In his great love, our souls are kissed. Your anguish now may feel so real, but joy will come, your wounds will heal. In every tear, a purpose shines, his salvation intertwined in lines. In moments dark, when fear takes hold, he calls us forth, his love bold. Repeat my name, let it resound. In faith you'll find the strength unbound. Jesus, 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 our hearts proclaim the power in his glorious name. With every utterance, peace unfolds, transforming sorrow as hope beholds. So when grief whispers and troubles climb, lean on his promise transcending time. For joy will rise as night gives way. In Christ our refuge, come what may. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It is May 28, 2025. Recording this morning at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for following us on Up With The Angels today, as we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we close today at 8:44, in Jesus' sweet name, we honor our brother-in-law every morning with the name of Jesus, as we called out today in our study. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you.